Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 73. You stupid idiot. So that's a good title for this week's podcast. Did it evoke some kind of an emotional response in you? You stupid idiot. What does it mean to you? Well, basically, we're going to break it down into three different things. And the first one, and one of the reasons for the title of You Stupid Idiot, is not just clickbait. Although, if that has worked and it's made you listen or it's made you check it out, then, you know, so be it. But I guarantee you'll get something out of it as well. You stupid idiot. Most people's biggest fear is actually looking stupid. And it's one of those fears that you're going to have to let go of, or at least be able to manage it a bit better. I mean, we'll always be worried about looking stupid, but it shouldn't be such a focus in your life that it prevents you from striving towards your goals, from you doing the things that you want to do to get you to where you want to do. You're going to have to shelve the fear of looking stupid. We have so many different fears, but this one is such a strong one in so many people, and it's a dream killer. This is what stops you ever trying to get ahead. From doing anything that makes you nervous is that fear of looking stupid, the fear of looking dumb to others. Do you know what? We all look stupid and we all look dumb from time to time, because there's absolutely no way any one of us, the most brightest people on the planet, can know everything about every subject. So sometimes we'll speak on things, sometimes we'll try something that we don't have enough information of, or information about, and guess what? We'll make mistakes. Guess what? We'll have failures. That is what it's like to be a human being. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we lose out. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we say the wrong things. You know, when you're at funerals, or you're at weddings or christenings or highly charged emotional family functions, and it's very easy for you or someone else to say the wrong thing at the wrong time and to really put your foot in it. We all make mistakes. It's forgivable. You have to forgive yourself and not be so hard on yourself and not be so caught up in looking stupid, because everybody looks. So basically what I'm saying is we're all stupid idiots. So stop worrying so much about it. The actual worrying about it puts you in the position more often that you could be a stupid idiot, whereas when you let it go, you'll invariably make less mistakes. You'll generally not face as many cringy circumstances. You won't, basically your own fate won't be inevitable because you've overly focused on, you know, the appearance of looking stupid. So replace it with the fear, FOMO, fear of missing out, fear of regret, not belonging to the brigade. That's the I would have, should have, could have brigade. That to me is a way larger fear than the fear of looking stupid. I don't want to look stupid the same as everybody else, but it's something that I've made peace with a long time ago. From a martial arts point of view, when you're training in a large group of people and you're practicing your spinning kicks, now and again you're going to land flat in your ear. So this is just what's going to happen. If you're so caught up in, you know, not looking stupid and you're so fearful, well, number one, you'll never try anything that's beyond your kind of level, or try something that you need to practice, or try something that needs a little bit of extra training. You're going to stick with just your strengths. You're not ever going to work on your weaknesses. So it's not a smart strategy to be concentrating on literally not doing anything. I mean, that's always an option. It's always there as an option. Play it really safe. Never strive for more. Never put yourself out there. Don't even speak up, in fact. Don't even say anything ever, because you're willing to say something stupid. Live in the comfort zone. Don't strive. Don't live a very, very safe life. But I don't think that life will be as comfortable as it might appear to be. Living in that kind of a safe life won't be that comfortable. Plus, sooner or later, you're going to hit a serious midlife, quarter life crisis, which is going to hit you like a truck, that fear of regret, that fear of missing out that we're talking about. So anytime you have a sense of fearing failure, or fearing looking stupid, fearing looking like a stupid idiot, fearing making mistakes, just think of the fear of missing out, the fear of not taking the chance and turning around on your deathbed and saying, I would have, I could have, I should have, if only I tried, if only I'd been a bit braver, if only I'd been more ambitious, I could have done more, I could have had more, I could have been more, I could have had more people in my life. That to me is an absolutely awful regret. Okay, so the next thing is, besides getting rid of and managing your fear of looking stupid, it's the not having so much focus, I've talked about this before, on what other people think. You know, if someone thinks you're a stupid idiot, you don't have control over their thoughts. It's not really an issue for you. It's not really a problem for you. As long as the people who are important in your life don't think that you're a stupid idiot on a regular basis. If you make the odd mistake, who doesn't? But people that aren't that important to your life, you shouldn't be giving them so much relevance. You shouldn't be giving them so much say. So why are you worried about people that you don't even like, you may not have even met, or you don't even respect? Why are you letting your fear of what they might think of you reflect the decisions and the major life decisions that you could be making, are should be making, are aren't making? So don't have an over relevance on people who aren't relevant in your life. Don't have an over relevance of what you think that they could possibly think or possibly say. That should not deter you from your own path in life. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about, you stupid idiot, is, are you saying that to yourself? Are you saying, Robert, you stupid idiot, on a regular basis? You might be saying, Robert, you stupid idiot. Ah, well. But are you saying, what kind of negative self-talk are you using? What kind of negative self-speak? We all do it. You have to live with yourself 24/7. So you may as well be a little bit nicer to yourself. You may as well get on with yourself a little bit better. What is the point of you shooting yourself in the foot before you even get started? We've already discussed you have a fear of looking stupid. We all do. We've already discussed that we have an over-relevance on the opinions of others. And now, to top it off, we're tearing ourselves down. We're not even letting ourselves carry on, or letting ourselves achieve our attempt to achieve the goals that we're trying to transfer from being just dreams and ideas into actual plans and physical reality. Sure, how are you going to have a chance of doing that when you're tearing yourself down and you're calling yourself a stupid idiot and you're very, very negative towards yourself and you're undermining your own confidence? Look, I have absolutely no bother in, you know, laughing at yourself, at your own expense, the things that are funny in life. But to a point, when it becomes serious and it's actually tearing yourself down and preventing you from living the life that you wish to live, then that's not healthy. So obviously you're not a stupid idiot, but feel free to be a stupid idiot from time to time. Take the chances, and if it doesn't work your way, you can always learn from them and try again the next time, or try better, or try a different path. You understand exactly what I mean. So have a think about it. Reduce negative self-speak, even if it's just bit by bit. Don't let yourself away with tearing yourself down. Reduce your overemphasis on the opinions of people that don't really matter in your life, and try to manage your fear of looking stupid. All in all, hope that helps you. I'm sorry for insulting you at the very start with the heading, you stupid idiot, because obviously if you've gotten to the end of this, I think that you're a highly intelligent, non-stupid idiot, and thank you very much for your support, and thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.